Good afternoon again, Audio Booth. Now, I've spoken before about how I'm not really a coffee drinker. I think I'm becoming one. after sharing Fee's Americano, I've just had an espresso and I'm about to have a double one. And it's rather nice.
And we are at...
Gelitano Deli Enni, which is down a side road in Richmond. And it's really friendly and lovely. And everybody should come here.
Well, not all at once.
Not all at once, because there won't be any ice cream left if you come all at once.
Yeah, and then we wouldn't get any. And that would be really annoying.
Yeah.
And you've told the Booniverse what you like, that you like the ice cream already, haven't
you?
Oh,
the ice cream's amazing. I had a... I can't remember what it was called, but
it's
basically cherry and custard. It was gorgeous.
I had a coconut one and also pistachio.
Pistachio.
The gentleman tells me it is pronounced pistachio. So I will now say
yes.
It. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I like that.
Stefan, stay there. Good boy. Excellent. I shall take a picture for this recording.
So English people, all of you, you've now been educated on how to pronounce that nut correctly. In an Italian way. Oh, and what was the other one? Stracciatella, I think it's called. Stracciatella. There we go. Well, I'm a singer, so, you know, I...
You're a singer. We would never have guessed this.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I think we guessed it.
Stracciatella. That's
right.
Just fun to say. Can you say it, Robert?
No.
Oh. Oh, go on, give us a laugh.
I won't try in here.
Will you try at home?
Maybe. Okay. Right, so I have now, Audio Boo people, my double espresso, which I shall taste for your enjoyment.
He has already had a single one.
So it smells strong coffee-ish.
What's it smell like?
You say it's like you tasting beer, yeah.
It's great, that.
And it's really nice, actually. Quite smooth.
What's happened to your descriptive eloquence?
Yeah, I'm not very good with coffee. I'll get there. Remember, I'm new to this.
Okay.
This is quite impressive that I've gone from not really drinking. Absolutely. It's the first time that I've ever willingly bought a cup of coffee for myself.
Yeah, because you bought two.
I've bought two, yeah.
Within half an hour.
Yes, absolutely.
But
it'd be fine. When I go to Venice with Mum now, I'm going to be absolutely fine. Breakfast time, I shall be having breakfast like a proper Italian.
And your mum will be like, who's this man I've taken on holiday?
Yeah.
I thought it was my son, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You are going to need to order a sort of 4 or 5 cup cafetiere, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Because that one's only big enough for one cup. And
it's
we're
true.
We're going to fight over it, otherwise.
It's true.
So, I think that...
Although
that,
then again, you know, if I only have espresso, then I'll need a machine for that, won't I? Do you need a machine for espresso?
Someone on Booville will know, won't they?
I think it has to be done in a fairly particular way and it has to be ground really freshly.
Especially if you do coffee as a hashtag.
Yeah.
And espresso, with a double S, remember?
Yes, I know.
Espresso. I'm enjoying this.
So
I'm enjoying
gathered.
This Italian.
So I gathered. Or cappuccino.
Cappuccino.
With double P. Cappuccino, double C.
Cappuccino. Not cappuccino.
No, cappuccino. Cappuccino.
And not espresso.
Exactly.
Which is what everyone said.
I hope you noted that I didn't.
You nearly
did. Espresso.
I know, that's why I said not espresso, which is what everyone says. Espresso.
Yeah, perfect. Espresso.
I may have nearly said it, but I didn't say it.
A lot of people give me weird... kind of things when I've asked for espresso, they say, do you mean espresso? like, and I just say yeah because I want my coffee, but I don't really mean that.
So coffee, that the espresso is an Americano.
Okay.
Oh, right, okay.
What, and then they get it and go, and then they get it and go, that's tiny.
Yeah. sometimes happen that, sorry, can I have one double espresso?
Yes.
Of course. And I give a normal espresso like that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's short, more short.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the customer, this is not a double espresso. Really, I'm Italian, I know.
You should know, yes.
No, I would like an Americano. Okay, an Americano is completely different. Double espresso.
Mm. Yeah.
It's quite a nice saucer it sits on. It sort of has like a little hill in the middle of it that pushes it up in the air.
Yeah, well, not up in the air, really.
Well, you know what I mean.
Teeny little bit.
But it's more
of the edge of the saucer.
Yeah, you know. It's a little bit proud of the side.
Hillier than mine. Oh yeah, yours is a bit hillier. Oops, what was that? Oh, it was my spray hand spray.
Oh sorry, I should have given that back to you. Sorry.
We needed hand spray after the ice cream because we both got in a bit of a mess, didn't we?
We did.
I made fun of Robert for getting in a mess and then I did exactly the same thing. So that was silly of me, wasn't it?
Mm. She won't be doing that again.
I expect I will. And then you'll say, do you remember when we were at the ice cream shop and you didn't, and I'll go, yeah, that time.
Are you meant to drink right to the bottom, or do you leave the bit at the bottom of the cup?
Depends if you want it or not.
It seems to get more intense as you go down.
Mm.
I'll finish it. Yeah, all finished.
Do you want any water? Because there's quite a lot.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a sip of your water if you wouldn't mind.
No, I'll offer you some and then go, oh, actually, I'm going to drink it. And then drink it all in front of you. Because I'm like that.
Yeah. You are. Just like that.
Charming.
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 Charming. Well, I feel quite awake now.
I'm not surprised.
Three espressos and a third of a Americano later.
You can't say Americano.
Whatever. I can't speak.
Whatever. On the boat. Whatever. An Americano, I think.
Americano, yes. I may be more awake, but my brain is...
Not.
Has gone over the top of awakeness and is now fizzling. Sparks flying in all directions. It's never seen this much caffeine.
Yeah.
Ever.
In one go.
No. I did once take a Pro Plus tablet. That's about the only thing that came close, I think.
And what happened? Did your heart start racing?
Oh, it was horrid. Yep. Yep, it did. Never again would I do that.
Oh, yikes. So what is in Pro Plus? Just caffeine? Or was it
I'm not sure. I think it is mainly caffeine. I think it gets into the bloodstream pretty quickly.
What's the other thing people have? Red Bull.
I've tried that before and it sent me to sleep.
Really?
Yeah, no, really. I had it at university. I had an essay to write that I needed to stay up all night to do and I fell asleep.
What happened about the essay?
Well, I ended up doing it like 6 in the morning instead.
No.
But that's what you do as a student.
Yeah. Actually, most students, if I'd been a student there, I would have just done it like all night.
Yeah.
And then crashed after I'd had...
Oh, that's what everyone does.
I wouldn't have fallen asleep.
All right. I once did... I had two essays to write, and I did it two nights in succession.
Oh,
and that, and I was seriously... We've got some. And I was seriously dead after that.
Thank you. I bet.
I was walking across campus to hand it in like a zombie. Well, more like a zombie than usual.
I was going to say, what was the difference?
She's so cheeky. Getting more messy than me. Ice cream cake.
And I just wanted to double check sizes and
she wants to double check sizes. You should
to stop the thing now, I think.